I do get to tell you a little bit just about how God used Winter Retreat to completely change my life 2 years ago. So, I showed up to Winter Retreat as kind of like one of the first big crew events that I had been to. If you ask guys who are older in the movement, they'll probably tell you that, and they've told me that I kind of just came out of nowhere at Winter Retreat and was around ever since. That's sort of true. I had been to a community group here and there, but fall semester, my freshman year, didn't really look how I was expected. I showed up here as the only person that I knew from my entire hometown, not a single soul. I didn't even know anyone's name, had random roommates. Ray and Arthur over there. Turned out to be a great dude. And I really struggled my first semester. I knew that I didn't want to go out and drink like all my uncles told me to when I told them I was coming to OU. But I also didn't really just have that community of friends who felt the same. And I hadn't found it yet in crew. So I was really lonely and also really bored. And I think it's pretty common that when you get bored, it can get a lot easier to compromise on those values. And so I did see myself, you know, going out and doing things that I said I wouldn't do. So all around, not where I wanted to be when I came home for winter break, my first year here at OU. And I think that's really normal. And I went home and spent some time with my parents and really just felt like something had to change. I really considered moving back to Toledo, transferring, and starting fresh. But I decided to just give it one more go, one more semester. And throughout winter break, something was just telling me that if I was going to find people who had similar interests as me, and if I was going to get closer to God, crew was the place that I needed to really dive in. And so I decided to sign up for a winter retreat, and I showed up still hungover from the night before, which was awesome. I had heard some pretty clear signs from God over the winter to go on this retreat and to seek him out. And I had a feeling he had a plan for me there. And yet I still disobeyed and ran away from him, even the night before I left. So when I drove myself to Scioto Hills, I had a lot of thoughts and worries running through my head, right? I don't know anyone. There's this guy named Dylan that keeps like asking me to get lunch with him. But other than that, like, who are these people? My head hurts really bad right now. and I just was like also kind of scared to meet God in this place, and felt like if he was gonna show me his presence at all, it was something for me to be like scared of. And all of that aside, instead of turning around, I decided to head inside to the dining hall and get checked in, and there I find the two or three guys that I did know and started talking to them. So we heard a speaker talk, and we sang some worship songs, and I talked to my couple of friends there a little more. Got to know my friend Dylan actually pretty well. He was from my community group, and found out that I've never had an original experience in my life. Anything that I was going through, Dylan had also been through. Just like before I knew it, it was after midnight, and I'm still in this dining hall, and I'm still talking to Dylan and Brandon and my new friends, and my worries that I came in with were just melting away. So I came to Winter Retreat buying into this lie that God hated me for all the ways that I had sinned. I thought that when I encountered him there again, he was going to come with this like rage, and he was just going to like swing a sledgehammer through my life. But he met me at Scioto Hills with a chisel instead, with his gentle touch. And even that first night, I knew differently. I thought to myself, how could a God who hates me give me new friends and brothers like these? Over the course of the weekend, I started to listen a little closer to the talks, open up my heart a little more during worship, and I heard God ask me, don't you want more of this life? And I did. And his invitation made me want to let go of everything that was holding me back from it, the sin, the worry, and the shame that I had brought with me. I'll always remember this moment. So 2 years ago, it was really warm for a weekend in January. Matt Boyd said it might be 70 next weekend. Don't believe him. It's not going to be 70. It won't be that way this year. But anyways, on Saturday at Winter Retreat, I went to this one spot in the grass at Scioto Hills where no one was around. I grabbed my new notebook and I prayed, like really prayed, for the first time in as long as I could remember. And I felt the presence of God in a profound way that I hadn't since I was a kid. And I just thanked him for the people that I had met. And I let him into the areas of my life that I was hiding from him for so long. And I was just so filled with joy and excitement that I was coming home to God's house, not as a servant or as a beggar, but as a beloved son. So I think it's really cool. If you were at Winter Retreat 2 years ago, you might remember us playing this little underground song called Homecoming. you probably don't know it, if not. But that song has a lot of parallels to the prodigal son in Luke 15. And my story of Winter Retreat 2 years ago was like my prodigal son moment. I came back to my father's house, and it wasn't just that he let me back in begrudgingly. No, he ran out to meet me, and he said, "Bring out the best robe. Let's kill the fattened calf, because tonight we're going to celebrate." And he just blew me away. And so a few encouragements. God poured out his grace on me in many ways that weekend and following that weekend. But perhaps most of all, he gave me the grace of the passion to give others what he gave to me that weekend. And so if you trust him and come to Winter Retreat, I can promise you that we will extend imperfectly the perfect invitation of Jesus. And he'll meet you there, not with a sledgehammer, but with a chisel. Thank you.